Entertainment.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Tower Light Talk. This is Casey.
And this is Chris.
And we are at 200 in episode 272. It feels like a lot of stuff going on right there.
And it's our first episode of 2026.
Oh my gosh, all the twos. How's 2026 treating you so far? What are you geeking out on in the new year, Chris?
Oh, it's treating me just great, Casey. It's another entrance into the Hellmouth, as we know it. But you know what? I'm enjoying nothing geeky right now because I am coaching soccer. But I'm trying to watch Fallout. Now I'm a couple episodes behind, but I've been trying to keep up on that. Nice. Trying to play Magic when I can, trying to play video games when I can, but you know what, man? I don't have a lot of time to myself, but soon that will change. That'll change, and I will once again be my geekly self.
The geek gods will shine upon you once again.
I hope so. They have forsaken me right now.
I've been lucky on the other end. I've actually, what are we doing? We're playing this hidden object game as a family on Steam. That's been fun. And then I just finished Dungeon Crawler Carl Book 1, this lit RPG, which is on the New York Times bestseller list, which was shocking to me. Yeah.
What is a lit RPG?
I'm glad you asked that question, Chris. So it's basically Jumanji, where people get sucked into a video game and then have to, you know, deal with this like fantasy world. And the reason why it's different than like a normal like art, like role playing or fantasy book is like they really do give you like the crunchy mechanics of like, oh, I don't have enough mana and, you know, I have to refill. And like they tell you, like right now they're picking their class and species and all this stuff. And it's just like going through very granular, like, well, if I did a berserker, I would get this and this and this and this and this. And like, but if I did a spellcaster, I'd get this. And like, so it's just like, I do the audiobooks. I've been reading, listening since I think it really kind of took off in like 2018. And then I probably started listening to it during the pandemic. And now this one getting New York Times bestseller, I was like, okay, now people are actually probably going to start reading these and go back and all that stuff. So I think you would very much enjoy it. It's a mashup of everything. It's Ready Player One. It's Running Man, big time Running Man. Like it's all on this game show where the earth gets flattened down, a mega corporation opens up a dungeon and films it all for the people to see it. And this guy and his cat have to go through these different levels of kobolds, you know, first slime, goblins, and then things just keep progressing.
Groovy.
Groovy indeed. Yeah. A little bit of that in there too. So, which we'll be talking a lot about Sam Raimi today. But before we get to that, Chris, Marvel news coming out the gate, Daredevil, Born Again, Season 2 trailer. I didn't watch it. I don't even need to watch it. I don't have to. I'm there. Day one. Don't need it.
Yeah, I mean, we all know what's in that trailer. We know
Jessica's
back. And
love Jessica.
The one thing that caught my attention on that was, oh yeah, me too. I'm really glad that they're embracing the Netflix world as a whole so far, and I'm sure we'll see more of them.
I'm sure you just don't know.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I would even take Danny Rand recasted.
I'll take Captain Wing, but yeah, sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that too. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I can't wait. Is it February or March? Like it's soon, right?
It's because we just got, we'll talk about it. We just got Wonder Man that just dropped all at once. At the time of this recording, I think yesterday, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It hasn't been that long. Very recently. This week. Daredevil season 2 is March 24th.
Oh, cool.
So
we got some time.
Yeah, we got some time, but nothing but the hits out there. And then just kind of overall, I guess we got some clues in the Doomsday teasers and like, I mean, we got some straight up X-Men stuff. Like, what is your thoughts? Like, do you want to conjecture? Like, what is your thinking here?
I don't want to too much. I'm just, the Russos came out and said they're these teasers, which they are absolutely teasers. And I saw one on the big screen. I got to see the Wakanda one on big screen when I saw Avatar.
Oh, so nice.
It was, you know, it was all right. So I have speculation. There's a lot of things with like kids in there and like protecting your legacy and things like that. So I don't know what RDJ Doom is going to do, but I think he's going to, you know, really F some stuff up.
Destroy which all I the timelines.
Wait. Yes. Exactly. And I mean, we're headed to Secret Wars and right. all of this multiverse stuff that you've either loved or you haven't, it's coming to an end. And I'm excited for X-Men, and they're really embracing the old X-Men from the, you know, our 2000s Fox X-Men in X-Men gear. You know, it's I'm excited. Comes up my birthday. Happy birthday to me, as usual.
That's it, man. I'm so pumped. So pumped for that. So other things I'm pumped for, let's get across the street. Let's go over to the DC side of things. I think we kind of hinted at this, but yeah, we've got our Brainiac now out of German actor Lars Edinger. He will be the man in Man of Tomorrow.
That's a good way to put it, I guess. Or the synthetic man or whatever he may be.
Yes.
Yeah, he looks like Brainiac. So I am very excited. I'm waiting for this Superman Lex Luthor team up that we're going to be getting. Lex Luthor is an evil bastard, but also one of my favorite comic book characters. So I can't wait. Nick Holt showed up on Peacemaker. He's really stitching that world together. I can't wait for Supergirl. We just got that Lobo trailer, which we didn't even put on here. We got to look at Lobo. We got some Jason Momoa Lobo straight up. So exciting.
Yeah, Lobo looked great. Brainiac sounds awesome. That movie continues to be great. Supergirl, cannot wait for that. Also, keeping going, right, with the movie news. So Christina Hodson is set to be writing The Brave and the Bold with Andy Muschietti, or whatever how you say his name, is still going to be attached as director, but this is their Batman film. She's great. She's done... gosh, it's not really bothered. What
did she do? Birds of Prey and she wrote The Flash, like,
or and both? Bumblebee as well.
Great writer. So,
yeah, I, you know, we're of the lower, you know, tier of people who like Birds of Prey, but I think that movie's great.
Well, we generally don't want to complain about everything, though sometimes we do on this show, but. Yeah. At the same time, we love a lot of things because we're open-minded people. We're open-minded. We do.
Couldn't be more than open-minded about this next news, which is Sebastian Stan set to be playing Two-Face in the upcoming The Batman sequel. Possibly, maybe. We don't know, but that's the rumor right now.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's almost like guaranteed for that, but
and ScarJo's in it, so I mean,
like, yeah, there's a lot of weird, like, he could flip the switch on us completely, right? So it's like, who knows? But Sebastian Stan is, I love that guy. It'll be really cool to have him in both comic book worlds. Especially if he plays a big character like Harvey Dent. So,
and I love that that's even happening. Like, these actors, you know what, just cross, sure. I was Aquaman. Who cares? I'm Lobo now. Like, but that's, we don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
We just don't care. I think they thought it was confusing before. Can't have two Batmans. No one cares. There's 18 Batmans in the comics right now, dude.
Well, dude, I mean, they spent so much time trying to like cater to the general public that they kind of screwed themselves. So it's like, just do what the comic book fans want.
Yep. 1000% agree. And I don't know if anyone wants this, but it's what I need, what we need. Captain Atom showing up in Creature Commandos season 2. That right there, you know, again, I think we forget sometimes about 2025 because it had some great things in it. But like that show still Oh, so amazing. So amazing.
It's one of the best comic book things I've watched. It's one of the best animated things I've watched. I mean, it just reminds me of, like, I don't understand what people have these issues with James Gunn. I really don't, because he just writes these things that are just heart-wrenching. Yeah. and exciting, and he's a really good creator and writer, and yep. That to launch the DCU was just a really out, like, a left field thing to do, and it hit, you know. It's just work. Everybody needs to watch it.
1000% agree. So that, I don't know if we have a date for that yet, but it's coming out this year, so soon.
Oh,
soon-ish. Going over to the comic book side of things, Next Level, DC's next initiative. We're going to get Jonah Hex, which is coming back, which is awesome because we haven't seen Jonah Hex in a long time, and I think Scott Snyder is on it, which is...
That's what I'm assuming.
Crazy. Yeah, he wrote it on his Substack. So
yeah. Wow. When I was reading this article, I couldn't exactly find, like, the proof, but it's like, why is he so featured in the article, right? And I would be all about it.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
That is definitely cool. So that's coming in. And then we're also going to be getting, which this is actually super excited about, we're going to get Jeff Lemire's new Firestorm, and then mm-hmm. Jamal Campbell for Zatanna. And those are going to come in April. Down. Call me in.
Yep. And then also
Jeff Lemire on anything.
Oh, for sure.
Sorry. Go on.
Yes. No, it's good. I was just going to say also with Lobo hitting the big screen this year, we're going to get a Lobo comic.
Yes.
Deathstroke's going to get, of course, another comic, which I'll be buying, and Batwoman.
Yes.
So some fan favorites for the next level of, I think it's all in. So.
Dang right.
I'm all in.
Where I know you are. And now, finally, Supergirl's going to be going global in her new anthology. She'll be spanning the globe, going to 15 countries. That's coming out in June of this year, called Supergirl The World.
I mean, this is, it's funny. I remember one of my friends when Green Lantern first dropped, the movie was coming out, and they're like, oh, and they featured, I forgot the villain in that movie was, the big headed guy. And I was just,
Giga Chad. Yeah, I don't remember.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. And they were just, I was like, yeah, see, they're starting to cater comics towards the movies. He was like, no, they're not. Yeah, yes, they are. So
yes.
Here we are, yes. About two decades later. And this is exciting. This is a cool, like, anthology type book with a bunch of original stories by writers and artists from 15 different countries. So that's a, like you said, it's a global span of creativity. So,
crossing galaxies and countries.
That's right.
All
right.
Speaking of galaxy crossing, we're going to galaxy far, far away. Star Wars news. First news, not the best news, actually. We got even bigger news. I'm going to save this other one for last. Darth Maul, Shadow Lord. We got a teaser for that. Or just Maul, Shadow Lord. With Sam Witwer back. The art is out of freaking control. The animation, like, every time you think they can't do better, like, Bad Batch looked freaking great. Like, it just keeps getting more insane. Can't believe it.
Yeah. I thought that, and we'll talk about Master of the Universe later, of course, I thought that was my favorite trailer day, and then I watched Maul the same day.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Like, I was excited for that show, and then I was gonna wait for what you were gonna say, since you're not that excited about that time period. But when you said it was epic, I'm like, yeah, it's freaking epic. Yeah, I can't wait for that show. I love Darth Maul. And I'm really excited to see how they tie in, like, or, you know, build a bridge to Crimson Dawn and all that stuff. So
yeah,
more underworld stuff, please.
Please and thank you. Starfighter, we got a little shot from Sean Levi showing us that Starfighter has stopped photography. They're done filming. Now it's in post. And that's it. That means there's actually a Star Wars movie coming out sometime.
We talked about, I think on the last episode, how Tom Cruise went and filmed some lightsaber
action, right? Which,
what is that about?
Do not know. Yeah. Do not know.
That's interesting. They are going for a Jedi-esque.
But that's the thing. I don't know. We don't know if it's just some random people found a shipment of lost, you know, freaking Jedi lightsabers.
Jedi. Tom Cruise. Oh, Mission Impossible really Space.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Speaking of spies in space and missions. Outlaws is returning, but this time in a new prequel book that's coming out. So get to fill in the gaps a little bit, written by Mike Chen. It's called Star Wars Outlaws Low Red Moon, and that will be coming out soon.
It's a mouthful.
It is. You know, way too much. I hated it.
Yeah, the Jalen character was disappointed that it wasn't Kyle Katarn, since they totally made him look like Kyle Katarn, and he was actually kind of the villain of that game, so it's kind of shitty, but I still like that character. So it's interesting, yeah. And I like the droid a lot.
Yeah.
And I really love that game, so I'm not sure why. I know why, but it's really unfortunate that more people didn't enjoy it. And either they didn't really play it and, you know, they bitched about it. So it's sad because it's a really fun game. And now it's on Switch too. So go play it wherever you want to walk around your Switch.
Yeah. That's it. Anywhere you can play it. And finally, Star Wars news, biggest news, I'd say, but expected and celebrated. Dave Filoni is taking over for Kathleen Kennedy as the co-president of Lucasfilm, and he's doing it with Lynwen Brennan, who she's done a lot of stuff like throughout Lucasfilm as well. I remember reading that. So it's kind of like, quite honestly, this seems like a better idea to have two people do it. One of them's your legacy. One of them, hopefully, she's like more new ideas and like get a mix of the two.
Yeah, she seems like more management, right?
Yeah.
In this reality, and like, I mean, Filoni is George Lucas Jr.
Right? Yes,
he was actually cloned from George Lucas. I heard.
I think so. Yeah.
From his butt. Yeah. Exactly. So I'm really excited actually because Dave Filoni, he deserves it. He's the only thing saving Star Wars. He's the only thing that's interesting about Star Wars in the last 12 years. We've had some okay stuff, but I mean, he's the guy.
Yeah.
He's always been the guy.
And finally, it's happening. So I'm excited to see what the future of Star Wars holds with the new regime. And until then, we're going to go across the other side of the galaxy to Star Trek news. Strange New Worlds is getting another casting update. This time it's the Punisher himself. Thomas Jane showing up as Dr. Bones McCoy. So pretty sweet. To kind of cap off, what is that? The final season though. So yeah.
I mean, season 4 still has to drop, right? Season 4 and then season 5 is going to be a limited run, a little bit short of a season. But we also have Sulu, like Kai Murakami.
Yep.
So now our original crew is set. And it's the decision now is like, hey, what happens after this? Do we do the original crew as a TV show? I imagine they are probably setting up, and I would love it. Because I liked all the choices that they've made for all of the characters. Like we've had Kirk and Spock and Uhura over these last, you know, since basically the beginning. And now we have Scotty from the last couple of seasons. So really cool. Exciting stuff. I haven't watched Starfleet Academy and I really need to. I've heard great things about it.
I have also heard those things. And you know what, though, Chris? I'm just thinking about it. What time is it?
It's time for the Pursuit of Plastic?
Oh my gosh. We have a lot of Pursuit of Plastic today, and I'm very excited because we're going to start off with some hot toys. And speaking of Scott Snyder, his absolute Batman is getting an absolute powerhouse of a hot toy figure. 15 inches tall, seamless, muscular body. It is disgustingly amazing. It comes out next year, of course.
Yeah, they didn't waste any time with this. Yeah, it's very cool. I love it. I love that his bat signal or symbol on his chest is made of gun parts. I stopped reading the comic a little while ago. Reading all the Absolute for a while. I picked up Arc M because that was a recent special where they introduced a few new characters to that world, like including Deathstroke, which is the reason why I picked it up. But the Absolute world is hot. It's hot. So especially hot, with KO right? happening right now. You know, it's steamy, sweaty, all that stuff. So it's cool. If you're reading KO, I'm waiting to see how that really all ends up.
So. There you go. Speaking of ending up in weird places, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom's got a figure. Here's the thing. It's been really hard for them to nail down what he looks like forever in so many different ways. And sweet. I would say, other than my old man Han that I got rid of, that Star Wars figure.
Me too.
Because that Chewie looks like shit. This is Harrison Ford. This figure looks exactly like him. Temple of Doom is my favorite movie. I want this figure so bad.
Me too. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love Temple of Doom. If I wasn't paying for that Predator Badlands deluxe figure, the deck and robot elephanting together. I've been waiting for that. I've been waiting for the Predator figure that I wanted to buy from that collection.
That's it, you found.
But anyways, Temple of Doom, great movie. I didn't want to ever brush my Chewbacca, so I got rid of that set as well.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Predator Badlands, they are releasing a figure of the father. This one's very interesting because even though it's not as tall as Ultimate Batman, it is 14 and a half inches tall, which I thought was pretty cool. And so close that Ultimate Batman cannot be, that can't be coming up at him. But yeah, this is a great, again, just a great Predator. We knew that there was going to be a ton. There's going to be his brother. There's probably other ones that we saw in the background. We didn't even know. Like, we will be getting a lot more from that world. And I'm excited. I hope they release the giant creature thing as like a NECA figure sometime. Should.
They should.
We'll be talking about it soon on Pursuit of Plastic. All right. So in bigger news, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles will no longer be at Playmates, where it has been since 1988, which is wowzers. So starting in 2027, game over.
This is real news?
Yeah, this is real news.
So this is what I gotta say about it. Because so many companies have the TMNT license anyways, and so many other companies are doing real things with it, I should say. More fun stuff. Because if you're not able to sell stuff to kids, you're not doing it right. And we've talked with Playmates, you know, at Toy Fair and things like that. We've been through the hurdles. So maybe it's time. Because you and I, we're not losing anything because we're going to buy some NECA TMNT or some Haya TMNT or some McFarlane TMNT or whatever. Well, whoever else is making these toys.
Action.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Super 7. Everybody does. Yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah. Listen, for the Playmates things, they've been doing cool stuff with the resurgence. In the reissues, and they do the toys for all of the new movies and like the new ones at a good price point. So I don't know what the McFarlane price point is, but getting $7 Turtles figures to me has always been okay.
Right. But are they even like the quality that adults are like who's collecting toys these days? Right. That's the other question.
Me.
The president says we don't need $72, you know, We don't need them, That's but we it. Do because he's yeah, an idiot. So,
Next, Mezco is releasing or has released their Batman Year One. I mean, listen, if you need another Batman Mezco figure, and this is the one that you've been waiting for, which I personally love the look of this Batman. Just always been one of my favorite looks.
Sure.
It's a great figure.
How do you know that Mezco was still in business?
They're still kicking around, dude.
I see a lot of reissues lately.
Yeah, maybe. Well, when you get like these other toy companies doing it better, you know, some of them. There you go. We should put this next. Okay, so Turtles, going back to Turtles, they're going to be doing a crossover with G.I. Joe, yeah, which is a fun Playmates thing.
Yeah. And not a Hasbro thing as well, not a team up. No.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, I think this looks cool. I will be getting the vehicle with the April figure, I think. That's cool as hell.
Yes.
What is the Jeep? It's very cool. The April Scarlet crossover. All of this looks cool. I'm still waiting for the rest of my Transformers G.I. Joe mashup figures.
Yeah.
But now that the Energon universe is upon us in animated form, and not sure what we'll be getting.
We're going to be getting a crap ton more figures. That's what we're going to be getting. We're going to have a lot longer Pursuit of Plastic episodes.
About time.
Movie Maniacs from Trick or Treat Studios. They're doing Trick or Treat Studios is doing Micro Maniacs, which is kind of like your Polly Pocket, but instead it's with Michael Myers. Looks fantastic. I remember those kinds of micro machines and these little play sets. This is a cool little nostalgia machine here. I love it.
What if Michael Myers went into the Polly Pocket universe? Into one of
That's
those
the question these guys asked. Yeah. Nailed it. Going over to Lego, we've got our next Zelda set. This time is from Ocarina of Time. It's the end battle between Ganondorf, right? Ganondorf and...
Both in this set. Both in this set.
Really?
Yes. They call the little one, I believe, Ganon. And then the big one that they have to build is Ganondorf.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, you get... Okay, yes, there you go. I didn't realize you got the mini Ganon figure. So, there you go. It looks cool.
Yeah.
It's still not what I want from a Lego Zelda set, but...
Seems a little expensive.
It's $130. Yeah, I also agree for that. For the amount of bricks you get. It's the license. It's 1,000.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Speaking of license, also Nintendo. Yeah. Well, yes. Depending
on. You see the prices on these?
Yes. Holy cow. I just looked. Okay. So we've got our Eevee, which is 60. We've got a Pikachu, which is $200. And then you've got this wild set with Venusaur, Charizard, Blastoise, $650.
Now, don't get me wrong, they're decent size. And I'm sure they're like very intricate builds, but that pricing is nuts. The Death Star is $999.
Yeah. Wow. That's bonkers. $2,050 for $200. I mean, it's double the amount of the Zelda set. For $20 more, I don't know.
It's gold. It's worth more than gold, Casey.
Let's jump over to Super 7, though. These guys don't ever take your money too much, right? Just kidding. Anyways, they're coming out with Tiger Sharks Ultimate. You guys remember Tiger Sharks? The 1987 Rankin and Bass animated series? Well, they're back. And they're in.
Most people don't, but I've been asking, where have the Tiger Sharks been?
I do remember these figures. That's interesting. I need to go look at this. I need to watch a trailer because it's looking really familiar. Of course, I'm getting it confused with Silverhawks. I guess it's Silverhawks of the Sea. It's probably the same thing, right?
That's right. Space, sea, land.
Right. Interesting.
We'll be talking about a certain crossover in a few seconds. But
well, talk to us, Chris. Take
no, it. No. We can't until the comic book section.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Okay. Godzilla.
The later half of the show.
Right. Still in Pursuit of Plastic. Godzilla and Power Rangers have teamed up once again from Playmates, Chris, who runs the Power Rangers license, and Monogram. Godzilla X Rangers mashup. So you're going to see some kaiju mashups. Cool if this is a thing that you are into.
Yeah, I mean, Power Rangers came from original what? Tokusatsu. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, it's all.
I guess
it's
about time.
They did the comic.
Right. They did do the comic. But it's about time they fully transformed. So that's coming up soon. You guys can check those out.
About time.
What? Where's Waldo? What?
Yeah.
From Blitzway. This is great. 1/12 scale Waldo comes with all the Waldo accessories you'd expect. If you can find them, you can buy them. I love it. It looks adorable and like a smart idea. And then finally, we will talk more about the trailer. Well, let's just talk about it. Because, I mean, if we're going to talk about the toys, you don't want to talk about it now? We'll talk about it later? Okay, that's fine.
It's the name of the show. We can talk about
fine.
One half.
Fine.
And then talk about the
universe. We have some toys. What do you think of the toys? They look like garbage to me.
Yeah, they're inevitable. I gave up on Mattel's, you know, attempt at making Masterverse figures and all this stuff. It's just too much. But they're movie figures.
Yes, which are always bad. I mean, Alison Brie, no, she does not look like that.
No.
I bet you these guys, when they have to pose with them, are like, oh my gosh, this is horrible.
Yeah, like, where's Hasbro? Their facial.
Nothing look like me. Yeah, exactly.
Facial replication, you know, make me replicant type thing. Yeah.
So anyway, these are coming out. And that's all I got to say about that. I don't have much else to say. 30 points of articulation. That's cool.
That's standard.
$25. Hey, listen,
it's less than a dollar. It's a less than a dollar per articulation.
That's the best way to look at it. You know what? You guys do the math while we go and take a quick commercial break.
DFAT Comics is the publishing branch of DontForgetATowel.com, the only place to travel geekly. Focusing on creator-owned and independent titles like Hollowed, Pursuit of Plastic, and Fairy, and many more. DFAT Comics will be a mix of genres appealing to every kind of reader. Join the new source of comic book entertainment with DFAT Comics.
There the bugger is. She's a big one, ain't she? Oi! Over 20 points of articulation, great sculpting, and look at the paint job on her. We've been looking all over for this one. Let's get them in our sights and end this hunt now.
All right. All right.
Steady. Steady now. Got him! It's the Pursuit of Plastic.
Listen to the podcast from the creators of DontForgetATowel.com. Geek out about toy news, hunting, and histories on your favorite collectibles.
From the far reaches of the galaxy to an internet location near you, we're DontForgetATowel.com, your daily source for geeky pop culture news, reviews, interviews, and so much more. So as you're hitchhiking your way through the universe, don't forget to travel safe, and don't forget a towel.
We are back from those succulent commercials, and we're jumping right into comic book news. Chris had hinted at it before the break. What is Godzilla Masterpiece Monsterpiece Theater?
Well, it's kind of ridiculous, but it's coming in April, and it's Romeo and Juliet mashed up with Godzilla. Why not, right? This is like one of the most like bonkers things that has been announced in a while that has to do with because they're saying like it reimagines the Shakespeare tragedy on a kaiju scale.
Who's buying these?
I'm going
Someone is perpetrating this. It's you, isn't it?
It is. It is. I buy every issue so that it actually sells. I read them all. And then I hand them out to little children who want to learn about Godzilla and Romeo and Juliet.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just doing my civic duty. That's it. So, it's going to be written by Adam Tierney. And so, yeah. Each one shot will include a 5-page backup story by Tom Scioli. It's going to pair Godzilla with another literally icon in Robin Hood and the Monster of Nottingham. So we have not just Romeo and Juliet, but we have other tales that will involve Godzilla, King of Monsters.
King of the Monsters didn't get that name sent around, not showing up in many comic book crossovers.
Everything.
So that's how we earned that name. All right, so we're going over to just a crazy place, Valiant. Haven't seen them hardcore like this in a long time, like more than one book at a time. So still getting pushed out from Alien Books, but we're getting a new Bloodshot special with Dan Abnett returning, and then an all-new Harbinger series, Risen, by Fred Van Lente. So these are going to be in the April solicitations. I love Bloodshot. I love Harbinger, especially when Fred Van Lente shows up on Valiant. It looks like a new Avengers type of team with that. Like, when Valiant is on, like, it really is on.
Yeah, I feel bad because they've gone through so many changes and so many like reboots, and their whole movie verse fell apart. And it's always such good storytelling. And it's sad that
it never really gets out
to the general public correctly.
So. Yeah. So check it out, guys. And then finally, this is so weird. Take Thundercats, take Silverhawks, and the crossover that Dynamite is putting out is Thunderhawks. This is going to be by Declan Shelvey and Ed Brisson. I don't know why this is happening, but this is a 15-part saga, and I am all about it.
Why wouldn't it happen?
That's
my question. Like, these, we were just talking about Tiger Shark. Like, all of these shows were all from the same company, and they never really truly crossed over. All ripoffs of each other, you know, of course. And at the same time, genius. With that anime-esque, you know, animation style that they had back in the day, and it's nostalgia. And so finally, you know, so what happens now? Do we have a Tiger Sharks coming for like a three-way menage a trois, they say? So I think it's
throw Godzilla in there and you got a party. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, I'm in. All right, so let's get over to TV streaming news. Fallout, as you said, part of your geeking out, is on a roll, season 2, and we have a new show coming out, a reality show, Fallout Shelter. I don't know why this is happening, but what do you feel about this? People staying in bunkers, it's all inside of a vault. What's going on with that?
I'm not sure. I feel like maybe they're running with something that they think might work. That really reality TV works really well these days for whatever reason, because people are bored with their own lives. You know, Fallout, the TV show, really rekindled a lot of people's love of this show and introduced people to that world. So Amazon, of course, is going to try to make money off it. So Fallout Shelter is a popular game. That's all I have to say. We'll see how that goes, but just keep Fallout in the zeitgeist and give me Fallout 5 and the remasters of New Vegas and 3, please, while we are just waiting and waiting and waiting for it. So
just waiting. Come on, Bethesda. Wake the fuck up. Listen, we have a whole new Elder Scrolls they're working on, and they can't do 2 at once.
I don't care about Elder Scrolls. It's not my thing. I would rather play Fallout than Skyrim.
I cannot. Elder Scrolls, Skyrim is Elder Scrolls.
I know. I'm sorry. I said that I would rather play Fallout than Skyrim.
Oh, you would rather? Oh,
I don't like Elder Scrolls games as much as Fallout games. Fallout's way better than those games. Way better. If you can put Morrowind out and piss everybody off, then just goddamn it, make Fallout 3 already. Remaster that shit.
You heard him, Bethesda. All right, so Tomb Raider is heating up with more casting news. We've got Sigourney Weaver and Jason Isaacs joining the video series with Sophie Turner in the role. Bring it on. I love both of them.
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver is like everywhere these days. When I watch, did you finish Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, when Elle was wearing like the Sigourney Weaver Ghostbuster costume, like outfit or whatever, and I was like, oh, just that's it. Sigourney Weaver is in Avatar. She's in what else? She's in everything. So yeah. I love Sigourney Weaver. Can't wait. Jason Isaac. I think the last time I saw him, he was hanging around the Star Trek universe, or bullying little wizards and stuff. So
that's it. What he's known for.
That's right.
All right. So we've got a couple trailers here. We've got One Piece season 2. I've begged from the bottom of my heart for Chris to just watch this show because I feel like he's going to love it. But season 2 is coming.
I started it.
And then I
fell asleep.
Oh my gosh.
And I woke up and it was like 3 episodes in. So I gotta try it again. I liked what I saw.
Okay. Okay.
I won't lie.
Listen. It's a show, like, we just don't get enough shows these days that make you feel good. That make you go, man. Like, even in Stranger Things, like, you're rooting for the kids, but there's still a lot of like, ugh, like, you know, this sucks. This is scary. These guys are really in it. The guys in all of One Piece, it's like, well, I understand why you have to stop this person and beat them. And then you want all the good guys to win. And you're just like, okay. And everyone's rooting for it. And then they win and you feel happy about it. Huh. So it's a very feel good show. What else feels good, though, are, again, kaiju. And we've got Monster, Legacy of Monsters Season 2. We also got a trailer for that. What are you thinking? May 1st is coming up.
You haven't watched Season 1, right?
No.
So this season, this trailer, I was just like, this looks like the next MonsterVerse movie. Like, if they...
Yeah.
The biggest complaint about season 1 was like, oh, there's not enough kaiju, there's not enough blah, 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 blah. I'm just going to complain about it. I love season 1. I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
But this is like, they're going there with a whole new, like, serious threat kaiju as the villain. Godzilla and Kong are featured in this. So it's just like, I think we're about to see something really epic, especially after all the success of like Godzilla X Kong, and the MonsterVerse is just hot.
All right.
I'm really excited. Really excited for this.
Bring it. Bring it. Yeah, definitely. I need to get into it because that's going to be a show I know it's going to blow my mind. So I'm excited.
That's good.
All right.
It's great. Sorry.
It's great. So Game of Thrones continuously is getting more spinoffs. We've got the Knight of the Seven Kingdoms out that just came out. Couple more announcements now. We've got an Arya Stark show coming out because the Jon Snow show got scrapped. What do you think about that?
That's what I'd rather watch. I mean, that's what you set up. I mean, I love that. I love Arya's character. I think that what they set up in the show is great, and why not do that? However, I am much more excited about the news I put on here today.
That Jendi is over working on Jendi Tartakovsky animated Game of Thrones Sea Snake spinoff called Nine Voyages.
Yeah.
Listen. He can do whatever the hell that man wants, and we are all about it. So, yeah, bring it on. Oh, also, as well as 10,000 Ships, written by Ebony Booth. What the heck?
Yeah, I need to watch Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. I need to start that this weekend. Everybody says, so, like, just the change of to make it more funny. Even the trailers got me really excited for that show. Like House of the Dragon, I really want to watch, but I just can't find the time to do it. And it's just, I know I need to, but this show, because I love Knights and I love like Knight's Tale, like all of that kind of stuff. I really want to see this because I love that kind of that theme. And I think that I'd really enjoy it. People love it. People really love the show.
Yeah, everybody has said it's fantastic. And it's only like half hour. So
what?
Yeah, it's a short show.
Oh, that's
great.
Like
6 episodes, I think. I think it's like really just everything's very just a it's a novella. I don't know if there's going to be more seasons. Just like a short little thing, I think.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm doing it.
That's cool. Hans Zimmer will be over in the Harry Potter world. He's going to be doing the HBO series original score along with Bleeding Fingers music. I don't know what that means, but I know Hans Zimmer is one of the greatest musicians of all time, and that's all I really care about.
He is. Who did the original soundtrack? Didn't he? For the movies?
He, no, it was John Williams did, I think, 1 and 2 for Harry Potter. And then I don't know who took over after that. Yeah.
Cool.
It's, yeah, bringing down. And then God of War, just like news in general. Did we talk about this at all last time?
No.
Okay.
This has all been announced in the last month.
Okay. So, yeah, you know, we knew that we were going to get a show. We know now that Ryan Hurst has been cast as Kratos, which is fantastic, from Son of the Anarchy, The Abandons. And then
he's also just keep getting Thor in God of War.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Which too. Is the craziest thing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. You're right. That's so cool. Yeah. And then we just got more. Who else is in this? We do have a Thor, which is Olafur Dari Olafsson. Who is in Severance. That's going to be our Thor. And then we did also get our Sif as well. But I couldn't find it. But, yeah. It's just the fact that we're getting all this is exciting, since I've been a fan of the God of War series forever. What'd you find?
So it's in Teresa Palmer is Sif.
Okay.
And then Max Parker is Heimdall.
Okay.
And then Odin. Odin was like a well-known actor from what I had read earlier, but I can't find it in here for some reason. But yes, please go on.
Yeah. I'm excited to see how this comes out. Listen, Christopher Judge, if he would have played Kratos, I'd also have been happy with that. But I'm excited the fact that we're even getting this show. So very, very happy to see what comes up next, and we will keep you guys posted. But for now, let's head on over to the cinema, where we have Avatar: The Last Airbender sequel is not coming out to theaters. Why not, Chris?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's just they don't think it's going to do well, which I don't know if I agree with. It's animated. What do you have to lose?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just
going to go straight to Paramount in the fall.
Yeah.
Interesting and kind of stupid. Yeah,
I mean, you know, Paramount's making a lot of bad decisions lately, so, you know.
Honestly, that's it. And you don't even have to say anything else. They've been making stupid decisions, and they just continue to do so. So,
I do need to say something else, but you can actually hear those words in the last episode.
So. Yes, you did. We've got a trailer. Yeah, it's 2 minutes for The Odyssey. You get to see more people's heads inside of helmets and all sorts of stuff. I didn't watch it because I just don't need to.
Did you see the 6 minutes?
Nothing.
Did you see Avatar in theaters?
I did.
Did you not get The Odyssey 6 minute preview before it?
We missed it.
Oh.
I know. Don't get me started.
Right, let me talk about it then. I can't wait for this movie. Those 6 minutes alone, which is everything they've shown so far, even in these trailers, is basically just leading up to the Trojan Horse. So we've seen nothing
right
of the Odyssey besides the end of the Iliad, basically. So
you haven't even seen the actual Odyssey, just we've the seen beginning.
Nothing. Some flashes of it. That's all we've seen. Yeah. And I just can't wait. So damn it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hey. So other, this year is going to be big. Maybe the so biggest big. Year.
This guy's so big.
Yes,
so
Kaiju. Big. I don't think we can go one category without talking about Godzilla today, but we're going to try.
God.
God. Godzilla -0, -53 will be coming out this November 6, 2026 in theaters. Listen, if it's even half as good as the other one, it's going to be freaking sweet as hell.
I believe it will be. I don't think they're going to disappoint.
How do you do better?
More kaiju. I don't know, honestly. But I've heard a lot of... I've heard some rumors about Adora. I've heard, like, other things. So, the ride... It's funny. The ride in Japan, which featured -1 Godzilla, had Mecha Godzilla in it. So, it's like... They're introducing these weird things into it already. So I don't know. I have faith in the fact that it's coming out this soon as well is really exciting. So
very, very exciting. Yes. Pumped for that. Kind of pumped. Maybe we'll see Lee Cronin's The Mummy, because The Mummy can be used by anybody. Is April 17th. It's coming out to theaters. Jack Rayner's in this trailer. What are you thinking? This is a different... This isn't our Universal monsters, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, this is the Blumhouse Monsterverse that they're building, which has been up and down. And I don't know, this looks super creepy, honestly.
It does.
I mean, it's a trailer, but I don't know. Of course, I'll watch it. And I'm excited because I want more of these movies. Just the Wolfman was a big letdown. As they try to make it almost too realistic, to the point where it's like you just should have wrote a better movie. Invisible Man, great movie, well written.
Yes.
So I don't know. We'll see. I enjoyed this trailer, so of course I'll give it a chance. But we shall see.
We shall see. We'll try it out. Oh man. Jane, Silent Bob, Star Wars. I don't know why Kevin Smith can't just stop. Like, just get out of the well, man.
Because he's still alive. That's why.
Yeah, I know. But, like, I want him to keep creating, but I need you to quit doing the same thing over and over again.
If it ain't broke.
When's the last time? Did you watch Clerks? Did you watch the last one? Yeah.
I was just going to ask you. There was a Clerks 3, right?
There was a Clerks 3. Another Jane Silent Bob movie. It was not great. Yeah.
What Jane Silent Bob was it?
I don't know. Jane Silent Bob bore the shit out of me.
Because I'm really just about to go watch the reissue of Dogma, you know, for the 80th time.
There you go.
Buy that on 4K, you know. So, yeah. Listen, man, I love Kevin Smith. But I also agree. I'm just not excited. Why is he not writing comic book movies? You know, something like that.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, or his He-Man's weren't the best episodes, but you know what I mean? Like he could try to do some stuff.
I disagree. I did enjoy those He-Man's, but he didn't really. He wrote some of them, right?
I think he wrote like two. So. Anyway, listen, I was a massive Kevin Smith fan. I do quite enjoy the man, but we'll just see what this is like.
I wouldn't know Kevin Smith if it wasn't for you.
Yeah.
Borat's poster. There you go. Yeah, I'm not lying. I won't lie. I like Kevin Smith.
But. He was a titular part of our life, our youth. Sure. All right. How to Train Your Dragon live action was amazing.
Was it?
And it was. Like, if you like the movie, it's it's literally just the movie. They added a bit more, like, to make it even better. It's like the same writer, same music, like even Gerard Butler. Yeah, so Gerard Butler comes and plays the dad, and now we see here Kate Blanchett has been cast as the mom. So
delicious.
Yes, I'm down, man. This whole series, I love it. I love the cartoons. I'm all in. Bring it back. Cool. And it made a ton of money.
One of my streaming services.
It is. It is. Yeah. I think you'll like it. I don't know if you watched the cartoon, but
oh, I did.
Okay, well then that's it. You'll like it.
Yeah. What am I waiting for?
What are you waiting for? So this is gonna be interesting. Live action Zelda is coming to Netflix. It's gonna get a mix between going out in two theaters as well as being on Netflix, which obviously makes sense, but it's set to be May 7th of next year.
Okay.
I don't care where it is. I'll be there.
Yeah, I guess that's the question, right? So it's like, if Netflix does get HBO and they say they have this like theater deal, so it's weird with Netflix. It's very weird. Like, so they're going to, this movie goes to theaters and then it just gets thrown to Netflix. That's it.
Yep.
Spider-Man yep. Beyond the Spider-Verse is also part of that. Like, these deals with Sony.
Yeah. And then do you know how this Beatles film is happening? Have you heard about this?
No, I did not. I was just kind of looking
at Well, that. So we're in the movie. So there's a Beatles movie coming out and it's getting shot. It's four different movies. And I think it's getting shot in a, like, it's each one's about each Beatle or told from the perspective of each one of the Beatles. And it's like a whole huge, like, biopic about them. And I think they're released like 1 month apart or something like that. And it's crazy. It's like one of the biggest undertakings.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's yeah. Cool. You should look into it. It's pretty cool. They released the pictures of all the Beatles today.
Oh, well, I will check it out.
There you go. Speaking about things to check out, which we did check out, Masters of the Universe, the trailer. Chris, tell us.
Me? You want me to talk about this one?
Talk about it? Yes, of course. You told me to wait last section.
I did. We even named the episode after it. I said to you, I said, how did we never name the episode after Masters of the Universe? You said, it's been waiting for this moment. And it has. Just like I have been waiting for this moment to be excited about a He-Man movie that looks like a lot of fun. This trailer dropped. We've been talking about the castings and kind of the hype around it and what people have been saying about it. And now we got to look at it. And it looks pretty great. And I know it's a trailer. And I know, Suicide Squad looked great as well at that point. But
one of the greatest trailers ever made. Great. It really is.
But yeah, I'm really excited for this movie. I think that they've got the look. I mean, that Skeletor looks awesome. And I was just like, at first I was like, he doesn't look any different when he turns He-Man. Then I forgot. Prince Adam looks just like He-Man in the cartoon. He is. I don't know how people don't even get it. He doesn't even wear glasses like Clark.
Nope.
They're just a bunch of dummies in Eternia. So,
big time.
Dummies. Yeah, I'm really excited. Really
excited. Yeah, it looked like a lot of fun. I don't have like insane expectations. I just want to have a good time. I just want it to be better than the Dolph Lundgren version.
And I'll still watch that movie.
And I'll still watch that one. So, we don't have high expectations, but Skeletor looked freaking just epic. He really did. All right, Chris, do you remember Darkman?
Of course I remember Darkman. My old child was based on Darkman.
That's right. The 1990 superhero movie. Written and directed by Sam Raimi. The one that shaped your entire youth.
Liam Neeson.
That's it. He is back. They're going to get a reboot. It's by Brian Netto and Adam Schindler for Ghost House Pictures. That's it. I'm excited for that because I like Darkman a lot. I don't think, the direct-to-video sequel sucked. so let's get some love back for this character.
Yeah, I just wish Sam Raimi was doing it at this point. Yeah, right. Honestly, especially with what's his new movie that I need to go see.
It's out right now.
Getting some great reviews.
I don't remember. I don't know. Oh, Send Help.
Send Help, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope it does work really well because I just miss Sam Raimi doing horror and creepy stuff again. So, but you're right. Dark Man would be good.
It would be. It would be a full circle thing.
That's it. And finally, movie news. Henry Cavill graced us with his lusciousness known as Highlander. Finally, we got our first look. You know, I don't understand what's going on because he broke his arm or whatever. Remember that? So I guess this is just maybe he's back.
Yeah, he fell from the Voltron robot or something.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So yeah, Chad Stahelski's directed Highlander movie that we've been eagerly anticipating. We at least know it's on track to come back.
Oh, wait, I think he broke his arm painting Warhammer miniatures.
Actually, oh, that's right. That's right. Touche. Yeah. Okay. So let's go over to gaming news, Chris. We've got a Super Nintendo that can take your SNES and bring it to your PC. What? How is that possible?
Very cool. Yeah. You can digitize your old cartridges.
Like Chrono Trigger?
Yeah, or Final Fantasy VI.
Oh my gosh. Okay, there we go. That's pretty sweet. And it's compatible with things like a Steam Deck. So pretty cool. Check that out. I love a good doohickey, and I love playing old school games anywhere I want. So
it's one of the best systems ever.
That's it. It absolutely is. One of the best RPGs to come out in a long time. We've got Sea of Stars. Mm-hmm. It is now hitting iOS and Android, which means more people will be playing it. It's only going to be $10. Like, sure. That's bonkers to me.
I will buy it at $10, even though I bought it already on a Kickstarter and played it. I can play it on my phone anytime. Love that game.
Love that so much. So please, more people get it because we can't stop talking about that game. Next up, Sega announces its Sonic 35th anniversary plans. Can you believe it's been 35 years since Sonic debuted? And they're going to be giving us a lot more crazy stuff. So basically, just stay tuned for all the updates in 2026. We'll be chatting all about it as they release news. But happy 35 years to Sonic, one of my favorite franchises of all time. Yeah, I love Sonic so much. I just had to retire my Sonic t-shirt because my family said it looked too old.
Turn it into your t-shirt quilt.
That's also very true. You have a good point. Ubisoft, and it's just amounts of infinite wisdom, has canceled 6 games, including Prince of Persia and a bunch of studios. As you know, I love Prince of Persia. They were going to be doing Sands of Time remake, and that is now, at this moment, been axed. Ubisoft has just been plagued with issues for a long time, and they just keep shutting down studios left and right.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Honestly, I don't understand it. I really don't, because they put out good stuff and then they allow it to crash. They don't do anything to defend themselves. They don't. I don't know. It's really a shit kind of, like a shit situation. It's a shit sandwich, Casey.
It is. Chris, is true. It is a shit sandwich, and we do not want to eat it. And it feels bad. Sorry for all these families that also have been destroyed by this stupid company making dumb decisions. Finally, to end this show on another low note, apparently, Hasbro's CEO, Chris Cox, has been, and other executives have been sued because of doing things like propping up Magic the Gathering brand, using all that money to pay off Hasbro's shitty debts, and then fluffing up their valuation based off of the card valuation money. So yeah, it just sounds like they're scumbags, as we knew, and it's why they've diluted Magic so much lately is because it's been making so much money, so they just keep pumping out the products as all of their toy lines just stutter. Because you can't release the same X-Men figures that you had for 500 times or the same Black Series figures for 500 times and keep expecting people in this economy to keep giving you money for it. Sorry.
Yeah, you've gone away from this like uniqueness of, yeah, I'm going to get this figure because you're not going to, like, you were never going to see it again back in the day. Or it was like the ultimate sculpt. Now it's like you're putting out these figures at $35 that look like complete shit.
Yeah.
Listen, as far as Magic goes, like, you and I we'll sit here and buy our Universes Beyond because whatever. Like, some of this stuff is cool. Yes. It's cool to see and it's fun. And we're not longtime Magic people. And it's actually gotten us into the game more.
Absolutely.
Honestly. But this corporate bullshit, I mean, it's just, it's plaguing everything right now. And it's unfortunate. And you know what? I even went to see if there's any like happy game news to end the show, and there's not. Every single article is the same goddamn thing. So I'm gonna just go buy that, you know, that Super Nintendo thing we just talked about at the top of this little segment, and I'm gonna be happy because we'll go back to a nicer time, a more simpler time of video gaming and less bullshit.
That's it. You know, I hate to end this on, I'm gonna end this on a high note in a weird way.
Okay.
It's not about the Hasbro thing, but something happened today. Catherine O'Hara passed away. Oh. One of my favorite actresses of all time. Voices Sally, you know, Kevin's mom in Home Alone, in numerous, like, just pop culture, usually comedic purposes, Beetlejuice, etc. Like, and just an amazing woman and so freaking funny. And I just want to remember that. You know, that's my high. Even though it was sad that she died, I actually didn't feel too sad because I'm like, you know what? She was just fantastic. Like, never Waiting for Guffman. Like, everything she did is so good. So, for sure. Great actress. Schitt's Creek, obviously. Just love her. Chris, where can you find us?
We are all over those interwebs at a little website called DontForgetToWel.com. And then on the social medias that I do not use anymore, EFATAD. ####.
That's it. This is Casey saying, go read your comics.
And this is Chris saying, don't forget a towel.